Is that the sound of someone typewriting underwater? Or is that the sound of the largest oceanic predator on Earth, owner of the biggest brain ever, with a head measuring 1/3 of its total body size, the sperm whale? Why, yes. Yes, it is. These whales are communicating with what scientists call codas, but we'll get to that in just a second. So, Physeter macrocephalus, or sperm whales, are part of the order Cetaceae, which includes aquatic mammals, and part of the suborder Odontoceti, which consists of toothed whales. Now, these are different from baleen whales, which are the suborder Mysticeti, that feed on krill and include species such as the blue whale or humpback whale. Cetaceae are related to Artiodactyls, but separated from them on the evolutionary tree about 55 million years ago. Their shared relative is thought to have resembled a cat-sized, hooved, carnivorous creature. So sperm whales are famous for their debut in the novel Moby Dick, and they are accurately characterized as fierce hunters, but they also tend to be these gentle giants. These whales were hunted to near extinction during the 18th and 19th century for their unique oil found within the anterior of their heads, which also explains their names because whalers originally thought that this was a massive reservoir of sperm. So anyways, males extend to about 65 feet, which is the length of 2 school buses, and weigh in at about 45 tons. Females are much smaller and measure at 40 feet and 15 tons. Baby sperm whales spend about 15 months in utero, measuring 13 feet with a weight of 1 ton at birth. Calves spend about 10 years with their mothers, who stay together in units of about 20 individuals. These whales form matrilineages, which means the grandmothers, sisters, aunts, and moms spend their whole lives together, raising young, hunting, and defending themselves from predators such as orca. Sperm whales eat about 1 ton of food per day, which mainly consists of squid. They can hold their breath for up to 90 minutes and reach depths of 7,000 feet deep, which is 3 times deeper than a modern submarine and the 2nd deepest depth achieved by any mammal other than Cuvier's beaked whale. They use their highly developed echolocation to locate prey and can produce a sound that reaches 230 decibels. They live up to 70 years, and it's thought that units and even individuals have distinct dialects of codas that they use to communicate and identify each other with in the vast oceans. Females stick to the tropics to raise young, but their range covers every ocean on the planet. Males take off around age 10 to migrate from pole to pole and return around age 27 when they are ready to compete for mates. Sperm whales face some pretty intense challenges when it comes to climate change and anthropogenic interference. They often suffer injuries from vessel strikes and fishing gear entanglement, which can maim them for life. Additionally, ever-increasing water traffic from oceanic transportation of goods interrupts and sullies echolocation and conspecies communication. Research shows that these whales do not handle temperature change as well, so although their poop fuels the production of phytoplankton, which sequesters carbon, these whales face imminent danger from increasing global temperatures. Unfortunately, many whales in recent years have died due to a buildup of plastic materials in their stomachs. So things that we could do to help these guys? Well, we could start by reducing carbon emissions, plastic production, and the number of ships traversing the oceans. Interestingly enough, due to COVID, there has been a reduction in oceanic sound due to the huge decrease in traffic, which has given researchers a unique opportunity to observe these aquatic giants. So, as you can hear, sperm whales are wicked cool. They are huge, ancient beings that came from terrestrial ancestors and have learned to hunt and communicate using an extremely unique mode of echolocation. Their communities contain within them cultures and languages that add richness to the diversity of life on this planet, and we have so much more to learn. Well, it's been a whale of a time. Thanks for listening.